getting it under control. I'm Jeff Stein with today's Iowa Politics Report. Yesterday, I suggested we should not be surprised by the shameful anti-Israel protests on some college campuses, but we should also not let it continue. First, let's remember that the First Amendment only applies to government or public entities. Therefore, protests at all hours of the day or night on a private college campus can be shut down immediately. Even in places where First Amendment free speech provisions do apply, they're not an absolute. Speech can be limited by public entities if it is based on time, place, and manner restrictions, not on the content or message being said, but how it is being said. For example, you cannot block sidewalks or building entrances, and cannot physically intimidate or assault people. You may be allowed to protest and speak within a so-called common area during daylight hours, but for safety reasons and to ensure no one else's rights to travel are impeded, you're not allowed to interrupt classes with a bullhorn, or chant throughout the night while people are sleeping, or cause fear or intimidation to others. Those are legal restrictions. Again, not because of what is being said, but restrictions tied to how and when it is being said. Those very simple points make it clear that these extended sit-ins and protests on college campuses this week do not have to be allowed. Private colleges can and do routinely keep order by not allowing protests in favor of safety and allowing other students the chance to get the education they are overpaying for. Public universities have these rules in place as well. They've been litigated for decades, and it is well settled what is legal and what is not. So no, college students do not have an absolute right to speak. They have no right to destroy property or to harm or intimidate others. And that's no matter how meritorious they think their case or cause may be. Which then leads us to presume that any place where these anti-Jewish, pro-Hamas protests are allowed to continue must agree with and be in solidarity with the protesters. And the meaning of that realization speaks far louder than a few college students pretending they're living in the 1960s, emulating those who have been running these campuses now for the past two generations, in the process turning them away from being venues for free-thinking learning and into single-viewpoint indoctrination camps. I know. I used to work at them. And that's the Iowa Politics Report for Friday, April 26, on Twitter, Instagram, Gitter, Threads, and Truth Social at Iowa Politics. I'm Jeff Stein on News Talk 1540 KXEL.